Yeah, just giving you a bit of a snapshot of some of the different areas in voiceover land and some of the skills that you will need to succeed in them, or at least some of the introductory skills, a bit of a 101. Obviously, we're not going into a huge amount of depth in any of these. For that, you need specific books, you need specific training, you need specific experience as well in a lot of these areas. But I'm just giving you an overview with some short daily tips on how to get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice, particularly in some of the more niche voiceover markets. Well, yesterday we spoke, didn't we, about medical narration skills, and that's a complete skill in itself, and some people will only do those, but we just spent a couple of 3 minutes just having a quick glance at that. And today, similarly, for movie trailer voiceovers. The god of these, of course, was the iconic voice of Don LaFontaine, who recorded more than 5,000 film trailers and hundreds of thousands of TV ads, network promotions, video game trailers and so on. At the height of his career, he was voicing 60 trailers a week, and he became identified with the phrase, and I'm not going to do Don an injustice by even pretending to do the voice, but in a world, yeah, those movie trailers that started off with that phrase, in a world. Yeah. If you want to know more about him and hear more of Don's work, we've got a link in our show notes today. Since his death, styles in this area, as in many others, have changed to one which is much more informal and less dramatic, less announcery. And briefly before we go today, podcasts and radio. The key skills for an announcer have been well summed up by Chris Aldridge, a presenter on BBC Radio 4, which is the BBC's main speech network radio station. In radio, getting your voice on air, podcast. And Chris said, the ability to communicate with one person and the ability to grasp the technical side so you can forget it all and concentrate on the primary focus, which is the listener. When I started announcing, I was told to imagine I was talking to a little old lady in Fulham, South London. The reason was to bear in mind that I was talking to a person that may not necessarily be an avid listener to Radio 4. So I have to tempt them in to get them to listen more carefully. I've got to be clear in my delivery, as she may be a little hard of hearing. I've got to grab her attention. Two of the prerequisites of an announcer's equipment are your two ears. It's easy to get beguiled by the equipment around you, but this is what your listeners are using and what you should be using. Your perception of how the sound is properly balanced to check monitoring. Yeah, the words of Chris Aldridge via radio, Getting Your Voice on Air podcast. Tomorrow, we start a brand new series on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. We're doing a bit of a, well, reasonably deep dive into voiceovers for political advertisements. That, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.